Jamie Locker with you here in the Green Zone. Jay's getting started in a rubber match. The roof's open in Toronto. Looks like a beautiful night for baseball. Max Scherzer is one. He's one strikeout away from 3,500 in his major league career, and he's going to try to get it with the first batter up against the Philadelphia Phillies. Also tonight, some NBA basketball, and then the World Cup begins tomorrow. But right now, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a Hall of Famer to join us.
A double take with Daryl Davis.
Daryl Davis is here. Nice. Now, so I have to, so I explained offside.
Yeah, you did a pretty good job.
No, I didn't. According to
because you messed it up.
Oh, Sarah didn't think so.
If the goalkeeper is out of position, it's the second last guy back is what declares the offside.
So if he's out of the box.
Well, if there's a defender behind him or two or something, like sometimes the goalkeeper tries to run up to score a goal, then the offside will be the second to last defender.
Yeah, okay, that's what all those texts are.
Yeah, if the goalkeeper's out of position. Okay. So it is the second to
last.
The goalkeeper and then whoever's next, or if the goalkeeper's out of the position, it's the second guy up.
You're right. Get rid of offsides.
Just get rid of all offsides in hockey.
Maybe. Might be a good idea. Increase the over.
Just pond hockey. Hockey's exciting. Let's just go. Get rid of the lines on the ice and let them throw the puck out there and let's play.
And that's why soccer's never really caught on big in the States and Canada, because it's not offensive enough. There aren't enough goals and it's too many offsides and they don't sub guys. What is it? 3-4 subs now?
And can we talk about embellishment in soccer? Because
is it worse in basketball?
I was just going to say that. The NBA final, even the Stanley Cup playoffs, we see embellishment. Guys trying to, like last night, Taylor Hall grabs the guy's stick and falls, and they called the trip on Shea Theodore. Yeah. And then was it the third period or second period? Vegas did the same thing, grabbed the guy's stick. Oh, that's a hook. No, he's holding my stick.
Should be embellishment. I missed a lot of the game. I realize a lot of people in Saskatchewan had it way worse than I did. I just lost power for a couple of periods. But I did get to see the big goal at the end.
Stahl.
Yeah, Stahl's big goal at the end, and pretty exciting game. What great series we got. The NBA too. Yeah. I'm loving this. These might be two of the all time. You know what they say? Is this the best ever? For sure, it's probably the best NBA and NHL finals combined
at
the same time,
right?
We mentioned
that today. Yeah. Like, we had that same conversation, Daryl, where I was like, I don't ever remember where the hockey and the basketball matched up, right? Like, where both of them were like
outstanding to watch. And back and forth, night to night, except what? They took Sunday off. At least they coordinate now. Remember, a long time ago, they didn't. There'd be basketball, and halfway through, you'd switch over to hockey because they'd be on the same night. Ever since, I guess it probably
it's
has
been a while.
That Bedman has made sure that they don't conflict, but because basketball always takes a few more days off, it seems like. But then, what's hockey going? They play Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday are the last games.
Yes,
weird. Like that's like a soccer schedule. We're not allowed to play for 4, 5, or 6 weeks in between games.
Don't
right?
like that.
That's the. I know they're traveling today, but it's a big for game 6 and game 7. It's an extra travel day. Yeah. Ahead of the two biggest games in Game 6 and Game 7 for a Stanley Cup final.
So, okay. I guess I can kind of live with it. Hockey usually, you're worn and battered by the end of it. So if they give them an extra day off or 2 days, I guess I can live with it. It's worth waiting for, boy. But I don't want to miss a game ever.
What was it, Friday? Friday, we got nothing on at night. Well, I guess there's a soccer game for the United States, but Canada's on in the afternoon for the World
Cup. Are you watching soccer?
Yes. Enough. It builds. Canada has become an interesting country now, right? They're suddenly Canada's, not top five or anything, but the fact that they're playing host, that they make the World Cup now, that they're perennial, at least qualifier, not perennial, every four years they qualify for the World Cup. So they've become a force now. So now you do pay interest, do I know who plays on Cote d'Ivoire? No, not really.
Yeah.
But, a few names, and as it goes on, as the tournament builds, because once again, that's one of the things about soccer. I know they run a long ways, but the fact that they can't play for 4 or 5 days in between is really kind of silly. They should be playing almost back-to-back nights and allow substitutions, man. If they allowed more substitutions, you could do that. And that's why I think that the soccer season never ends. I'm always worried that one season is going to not end before the next one starts. That's the way they go.
Like injury time. Mm-hmm. I think it's dumb. Game should just
because it's a continuous clock that they keep track of the delays so that to make up for it.
And the ref can always say, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes.
See?
Unless you're from Somali. Then you can't come in
then
referee.
You can't come into the United States.
To referee, right?
Anyway.
The politicians and stuff get in the way of the feet. Like you hear Infantino today, mm-hmm. and it's just like, FIFA drives me nuts, and just how standoffish he is about the ticket pricing and, you know, players and refs not being able to allow it in. And he's just like, just chill. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
But we're not really in charge of the world, he says.
Yeah.
Even though he thinks they are.
Then then why did you give Trump a world peace prize?
It didn't help, did it? I know. The world Trump.
FIFA and the Olympics, it's so like, my goodness.
Too much power.
But then the tournament starts and you're enthralled by it because the athletes make it so darn exhilarating. So
there's the answer to your question, Locker. Yeah, as it builds, you just kind of, especially the fact that there's games in Canada this year. I think it's going to catch on.
It's going to make it more intriguing.
And if the Canadian team makes it to the second round and qualifies, unbelievable. You know, that people are starting to watch and they're showing up at the sports bars and watching games.
We had a conversation with Matthew Schinetti, TSN. He's covering it, and he got me excited about soccer, just the conversation we were having with him. And he mentioned that that Canada, like the team that we have with the injuries, is still not bad. Like, it's still a pretty decent squad. So, right? I think we've got... We got something to watch here, I think.
Yeah, but we're paying attention. Who's healthy and who's not? No, 10 years ago, we wouldn't have known or cared who any of these guys were.
You're not wrong. Yeah.
Coming up with Daryl Davis on a Double Take, we'll dig into the Stanley Cup Final a little bit more. Next Wednesday, we'll be previewing Game 7 of a Stanley Cup Final.
That's right.
And the Riders hit the field, finally, for their first game on
Saturday. That's right, too.
Saturday.
Almost forgot about them.
You got to be here at 3 on Saturday, Daryl.
Okay, thanks.
About that.
There's a game?
Apparently.
That's what happened. I thought we were on a bye week again. Meaning the show.
Not for another couple of weeks. Okay. Then we're on another bye week.
All right, I'll be ready.
Jamie Locker, Daryl Davis with you here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie Locker, and it's Daryl Davis with a Double Take. The National Hockey League, we talked a little bit about the Stanley Cup Final, but do you think this thing's going 7? And is it going to stay as entertaining all the way through?
Don't you hope for it? Somebody told me the other day, I want it to go overtime in Game 7 because I want every minute of action I can get. Isn't that the best way, Locker? You don't want it to end.
Right? Yeah, and again, like I was the guy that this was... this is a useless matchup. Like, I was that guy.
Yeah. And how are you now?
I'm just blown away.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely shocked at how great this series has. Mm-hmm. I still think that Vegas is a completely vile organization, but the
ratings in Canada show what we discussed before this series. Like, who's going to really care in Canada about Vegas and Carolina? And the ratings
are asking our hockey guys, is this bad for hockey, this matchup? And they were like,
bad for viewership. I think it builds as it goes along, though.
In the States, though, and
I love watching it. It's a physical series, but it's not a dirty, violent series, per se, right? I like that. I like the way that they seem to respect each other in a lot of ways on the ice.
A lot of scrums.
Things that they're doing.
Not a lot of scrums.
Yeah, really. Let's just do it. We're, you know, teams who are listening to their coaches and say, let's get something done here. We got a lot at stake.
Florida Edmonton was way uglier last year.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it truly was.
Especially last year.
And the taunting that went back and forth. You know, there doesn't seem to be as much taunting here. I'm not a big fan of taunting.
Well, you got some maturity, I think, too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you take the Kachucks out of it and you, increase the maturity.
Corey Perry.
Increase the maturity level by about 200 fold.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, Daryl, here we
Mike
go.
Mike Babcock to Edmonton, though, man. Good for your Oilers. Just kidding on that one.
So, I don't want to spend too much time because I want to get on the Riders. But Stan Bowman and Jeff Jackson need to be fired for this, don't they?
No.
You know, Stan Bowman at least did things after his in Chicago. He went and met with the people who he affected, his lack of action affected, right? If Mike Babcock has done anything contrite and has you know, said that I did something wrong and learned from it, I can almost accept it. But I don't think he's...
You don't think he has?
No, I don't. Maybe he has, and maybe we're going to find out, and I hope the reporters present will ask him that. What have you learned since? What have you done since all these things happened to you, or you did all these things?
But here's my issue with it, because I either way, I don't care. But I'm surprised at the outrage without real proof of what he did. You got a handful of players that go, I hated him. But...
They didn't like Scotty Bowman either.
No, they don't like a lot of guys, right? Like, so was he just a jerk?
The things he did weren't right, right?
The phone thing is the only thing we know about.
The Mitch Marner, too, was wrong to make you pick on your teammates publicly. Yeah. Those are bad things for a coach to do.
But is that...
It's not illegal. You're right. But I want to know if he's done something to at least understand why he wasn't popular, why he offended his players.
But
he doesn't
have
all power.
The NHLPA is now investigating this.
Well, they say they'll investigate him if he's going to be hired, right? Isn't that the way it works?
Yep. But what did he do then?
Well, like, that's what we don't know.
He treated the members of the NHLPA with disrespect, and I think that's what they have to learn. You can't coach that way anymore.
We don't know what he did. Like, Frank Saravello's report is there was something else that is not public knowledge that the NHLPA gave to the Columbus Blue Jackets it wasn't the phone thing. There was something else, apparently, according to Frank Saravelli.
He's usually a pretty solid reporter.
So we'll see where it heads.
Hey, football Saturday, huh? You want to talk about football?
Are you going to slide? I'm thinking of sliding through the tailgating section before I come to the pregame show.
How far away are we going to have to park, though?
No. There's.
You got it figured out?
We're good.
Oh, good. Thanks. Okay. Oh, that's too bad. We don't get to walk through the tailgating and grab a hamburger somewhere.
I was thinking about that when I saw where the media parking, where the tailgating is where the media parks. So they moved us
a little bit,
but we don't get to walk through the tailgating.
Oh, that's too bad.
We can backtrack and go visit.
I guess we could.
By the time we get there after the pregame show, though, then the burgers are already cooked and consumed.
No, there might be a few people.
I'm glad you guys are talking about this now, because this sounds like something you need to work out before Saturday.
Yeah, we're planning. We had all those bye weeks to figure this out, and we didn't get anything done.
Yeah. Sounds about right. Meanwhile,
who's going to win? I you know what? I think the Riders are probably going to win the Grey Cup repeat. I would really like to see what happens around here if they do, but I don't know if they're going to beat BC. I know that they really want to beat BC. That's one of their best rivalries now, but everybody's saying BC is a great team, and I think BC might be pretty well prepared for this football game.
But what a first week for the CFL.
Yeah, it was
like
exciting.
There are some great games.
All three games. Should have been more.
Could you imagine if they would have had a fourth one?
Yeah, really.
With BC Saskatchewan last week?
Mm-hmm. Would have been a good time to have it, wouldn't it?
That would have also made sense.
Yeah, I know.
And then give BC the bye week this week.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. But, and they could have raised the banner on opening week. Their spot, it's already up.
But they get the schedule done before the Grey Cup now, Daryl.
Okay, whatever. Sometimes they do it in March, right? Who knows with this league?
Have you tried fantasy football? Ask Britton about it.
I'm not big on fantasy football. Is Britton mad about it?
I'm mad about it.
It's not working out.
That's actually an experiment.
Producer Scott's mad about it. This is the first time he's ever played fantasy football, and he's totally put off by it.
We need to send Daryl in for a dose of Britton on this fantasy football thing.
After we're done here, we're about to wrap. You can go in the newsroom, ask Britton what he thinks of the CFL fantasy football.
And I'm not going to do it when we sit together at practice this week or next week either.
I'm going to bring it up in the press box with you
during
the game
with
Britton.
Okay, awesome.
This isn't about you.
It's more about our entertainment.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. It's subjecting me to Britton's torment.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, guys.
On the podcast, when I brought it up, he literally could not spit out a sentence. He was so irate at CFL Fantasy.
He's been a little apoplectic lately with the whole CFL Fantasy.
Well,
at least they tried. Yeah. Right? At least they tried. They put the schedule maker in charge of the Fantasy League, and that's what messed everything up.
That's a good place to finish, Daryl. I'll see you Saturday.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, Belton's hint for tailgating tip is pineapple. I have no.
Oh, wow. That sounds good.
No idea what that's going to happen.
It's going to be some kind of a glaze, spicy and pineapple.
Anything with pineapple in it's pretty good. And if Belton makes it, it's even better.
Max Scherzer has his 3,500th strikeout, only the 11th major leaguer to hit the mark. And then he gave up a home run to Bryce Harper. It's 1-0 at Philadelphia. It is the NBA Finals game number 4 tonight. Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs trying to tie that series at 2 games apiece. And Mike Babcock will be under investigation by the NHL for what happened in Columbus that led to his departure. If the Oilers say, we're going to hire him, then they will investigate. If not, then it goes quiet on the Mike Babcock front until another team possibly tries to hire him. Coming up next here on the Green Zone, Drew Romanda is going to weigh in on that and the Stanley Cup Final on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
You're an idiot.
Die! You're a bad person.
It was almost a triple chump day, but I took out your chump of Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau.
What is that? Can you explain that to me?
I don't get it. I don't understand a lot of things. I don't get it.
I'm so confused. I used to like her. I am an American Idol fan. I loved her on American Idol. I know that sounds so weird, but it's the only stupid show I watch. And I really enjoyed her. No,
you watch Alien podcasts. Like, seriously.
That's not stupid.
I just offended him. Okay, our actual double chumps. LeBron James for saying, I'm not taking nobody over me. And if you were doing a draft and picking first, and you had everybody up, you'd be hard-pressed not to pick me. I'm sorry. I just...
Right there, that comment.
Oh, my goodness.
Put him at the back of the pack.
And then he started talking like Larry Bird would say the same. Larry Bird said Michael Jordan's the best basketball player ever a year ago. So try again, LeBron. And chump number two, I'm getting some kickback on this, and maybe it's a talker for another day, but the Blue Jays have American League championship rings.
I agree with you on this one. That's a step too far. I actually really wish they hadn't have done it. Because I hope it doesn't.
It's a championship ring.
Yeah.
But they lost the World Series.
You can't do that. You can't.
I understand the history of baseball with the National and American League, but those two sides got rid of presidents and everything else almost 30 years ago. They've been merged for a while.
Winning the conference, putting up a banner, like I can wrap my head around that. The rings, I don't know why. I can't really put my finger on it. Sorry. Little Gene moment.
Gene Principe, ladies and gentlemen.
But it's a step too far, no?
If you don't win the championship, the league championship.
You got to.
And people are like, oh, it's the American League. No. I'm sorry. Put your banner up. That's fine. But yeah,
the pennant's fine.
I wouldn't even wear it.
No.
Take out the stones, sell them on eBay.
It's like getting the lady bang. You don't want it.
Just has Gretzky's name and all the greats.
You don't want that award. Ask them.
I think they don't mind getting the Lady Bing trophy.
No, you're wrong.
For sportsmanlike. It's all right to be a good person.
Just not in hockey.
What do you mean? You think bad guys are celebrated? Look at Mike Babcock right now. Seriously?
Well, that's different. We don't know what he did.
The Toronto Blue Jays losing right now for the Philadelphia Phillies early. Max Scherzer is not having a good day back. He did get his 3,500 strikeout.
They need to sit
then
him,
then he's given up a few home runs today. Now, meanwhile, game 4 about to begin in a half an hour. The Spurs trying to even up the series with the Knicks. And, of course, tomorrow World Cup begins with Mexico. And then Canada and the United States begin their journey on Friday. That's it for us. We'll be back at it too. Nathan Rourke, AJ Ouellette, both on the show,
big show
tomorrow. By the way, former teammates in university. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.